tonight on IFAF.
Idaho Falls and Farrell's Baby Butt.
And they must have listened to a full episode and gone, oh no.
He probably would sound like Ned Flanders. Oh, notably no.
Not for me, neighborino. Well, little orphan Antichrist would love.
I think she would.
A daddy Warbucks.
And this is on the war, I guess?
This moment right here is when my diet goes out the window for the entire rest of the year, for the holidays
it's
and everything.
So hard for it not to.
You know what's worse than kids is ghost kids.
Yeah.
Those little brats.
IFAF, Idaho Falls Local, Independent, Alternative Media, with Mike Nelson and Carly Morgan.
Welcome, new followers, viewers, subscribers, likers, haters, longtime friends, longtime enemies. Thanks so much for being here.
Arch-nemesis.
Yeah. Do we have any of those?
I don't think so.
Like and subscribe and all that stuff. Let the algorithm know that you're into Idaho Falls infotainment, opinion, and juvenile humor. On tonight's episode, why we need a belt route in Idaho Falls? What exactly spoopy season memes means?
I think memes is memes more appropriate.
Mean. Oh, rest in peace, Grizzly number 399.
Poor mama.
And we're just going to eat candy the entire show.
I mean, it is Halloween after all.
Plus, another entry into the Front Row Spud Kings contest with Virgin Riverland and Cattle Company and IFAF.
I can't wait to make a new friend.
It's a little spoopy in here.
Oh, yeah. Spoopy as a skeleton army.
Uh-huh. Spoopy season.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not up with the memes, yo, and you're wondering, are those guys trying to say spooky?
Once upon a time, someone was trying to, and they messed up just enough.
Well, I think spoopy is how the kids say, sort of in between the Gen Zs and the alphas.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere in there, somebody wanted to mix spooky and cute.
So
I think that's what it is.
So
spooky
as far
and
as
funny.
As far as I understand the lore of it, it started on Tumblr back in my day,
mm-hmm.
you know, so it's actually millennials who started spoopy.
This is your era.
Yeah, but basically someone misspelled spooky and people saw it and made a bunch of funny little jokes and added like derpy spooky things, which is sort of how it, you know.
Okay. Well, I would certainly trust your recollection of it.
Yeah. But basically that's how it sort of snowballed into what we know and love today as spoopy.
And I think that spoopy can be like a golden retriever with a sheet over it and eyes cut out.
Oh, yeah. A little ghost golden retriever, you know? Like that one TikTok meme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they're doing it. Yeah, that's like a thing specifically this year.
Uh-huh. Yes. I actually am really tempted to do that with one of my pets. But I think the only one who might allow me to is Leo, and he's kind of lazy, so I don't know if I could get a good pose out of him.
Right. He'd be like crashed out anyway.
Right.
I think that Batgran also qualifies as spoopy.
I would say so.
She's a grandma, and I don't know if she's real or AI, but she's a grandma with a knitted Batman costume.
I almost hope that it's AI because mm-hmm. that, whether that's knitted or crocheted, that outfit would take forever.
Yeah. As long as she's singing.
Mm-hmm.
Na 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 na. Batgran.
That's cute.
Yeah. It is.
And it works.
It's spoopy.
Yeah, it's very spoopy. I agree.
And then, you know, there are degrees of spoopiness. There's
for sure.
Two spoopy for me.
Mm-hmm.
There's three spoopy five me. There's four spoopy. There's five spoopy seven me.
Uh-huh.
I think that's the highest degree of spoopiness.
I think so.
That you can get.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think they do five spoopy 666 me.
Oh, right.
So probably not, you know? Yeah. I think you're right. Five spoopy seven me.
Hey, speaking of numbers like that, we did have that many views on a YouTube video this past
week. Oh, really?
And YouTube, we came to you a week ago saying we have 14 followers left to get to 500.
Uh-huh.
About 10 minutes before we came on, I refreshed 499 followers.
Oh, I was really hoping you were going to say 500.
It gets better.
What?
Right before I hit record, I refreshed again. 498.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah.
Somebody actually checked us out more than just because we keep it pretty clean, I think.
I think so. Yeah. We try to be pretty kosher
on our reels.
Yeah.
But then they must have listened to a full episode and gone, oh no.
Right, he doesn't want to be affiliated with this.
Oh, no. No.
He probably would sound like Ned Flanders. Oh, notably no!
Not for me, neighborino.
Oh, yodel nodel.
Three spoopy, five me. So let's get straight to it, because we're going to have a barely noticeably different format tonight. And then we're going to do a couple of things and then try a Halloween snack and do a couple of... We got too many Halloween snacks.
Well, we're kind of doing a candy-thon here.
Yeah.
You know, because it is Halloween, the time of treats and also trickery, but that's hard to do on camera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to completely blow our diets right here tonight.
Yep, just for you.
So glad you're with us for this. So we tried the Recess beverages. Mm-hmm. Well, I got a 12-pack. Mm-hmm. And so after last week's show, probably while I was editing, I had one. Uh-huh. I was like, oh, okay, great. Man, because they're tasty AF.
They really are good tasting. And aren't they only like 20 calories?
And I, by the way, I went back and watched our segment. I was like, we look like corporate shills. We look like they paid us to do that.
Yeah.
We really do.
Probably.
Nope. $40 a 12-pack on Amazon.
I wish they were paying us.
Yeah. Anyway, then I'm like, well, it's so good. And there's only one left. I'll have the other one.
Right.
Not to sound like a 15-year-old who crossed the border and tried a gummy for the first time, but
right.
I think I felt something.
Okay, that's funny.
Yeah.
And if anything, you sound more like a 15-year-old who got into his mom's margarita mix, thinking it had alcohol when really it didn't.
Bro, I think I'm buzzed.
Although I actually did notice once when I tried a couple two in a row, and I did notice that it like zenned me out just a little bit.
Right. I didn't feel altered.
No.
At all.
No, it was kind of like a really nice cup of chamomile.
Right.
You know?
Almost like there was, yeah, I was sipping a cup of chamomile. There was a cat on my lap. Mm-hmm. There was no cat on my lap. And there was a friend in the room going, hey, I just want you to know you are loved and you are doing a great job.
Right.
That transaction you brokered last week was...
Airtight, my guy.
People like you. And is it just me or are you losing a little bit of weight? Wow.
That's a good friend.
You know, you've got no worries and things are great.
We should all have a friend like Recess Pete. Yeah.
Recess mood adaptogen infused sparkling water, I think it is.
Yeah, right. Which, could they make the name longer, you think?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
So we did a fun thing this past week. We celebrated, we've been together for 3 years.
We have. How crazy is that?
So you got bikes. Do you want to tell the story of how you got these bikes?
Yes, I do. Yeah. So I was on Facebook and I'd been kind of like perusing a couple of like postings for bikes on Marketplace for a while now. But every time I found one that I liked, it was either too far away or just too expensive. And I'd found a bike that I really loved at Walmart. It was a super cute little pink beach cruiser with a gray basket. You could go out and buy it today if you had $300, you know, but I didn't really want to spend $300 on something that I didn't know I was going to, I didn't know if I was going to use enough to justify it, you know, so I was trying to find it used. Finally, one day I open up my Facebook and I'm just like scrolling through and my Marketplace pops up with some like, you know, hey, you might be interested in this and that. I saw the bike. I clicked on it and it happened to be in town. I immediately messaged her and I was like, hey, I see you've got it at 70. Would you take 50? And she was like, yep. And so the next day I borrowed my dad's truck. I went over to their house. It was a really nice older couple.
And this was the exact pink bike that you had been eyeing.
At Walmart. The exact one.
For like 2 years, I think.
Yeah, it's been a hot minute.
Yeah.
Like I've really wanted that bad boy for a while now. Anyway, it was a super nice older couple who snowbirds down in Arizona. And so basically they just haven't been using these bikes that they bought. And the gal even told me that max that bike probably only has like 4 miles on it.
Wow.
Yeah. But her husband's like, hey, do you know a fella who might want a bike? And I was like, you mean like... two for one?
Which I'm betting that's not what he meant.
Maybe.
But I'm bet, again, if they're snowbirds.
Yeah.
And they're here for the summers and then down to Arizona for the winter. Where are they going to?
Is it Arizona?
Okay. Mm-hmm. They're in that special position in life where they'd rather just get rid of it.
Right.
You're almost doing them a service by taking it off their hands.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I was like a 2-for-1. And he's like, yeah, go ahead. And so they helped me load it in the truck and I drove away after paying just $50 for 2 very nice bikes.
That's pretty impressive.
It was really impressive. And they've been super duper fun.
So we were riding these bikes around the Snake River Greenbelt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, also, Madam Mayor, the Riverwalk.
We've also ridden them around the Rose Hill Cemetery, which is such a fun spoopy activity for the season.
It was a little spoopy, wasn't it?
It was cute.
With Rango in your basket.
Oh, it was great.
Mm-hmm. And we came across a guy. So, I mean, we're cruising. As fast as I can cruise. Probably 5 miles an hour, getting winded. And as we passed a couple of
dudes,
teenage boys.
No, they looked like young men.
Okay,
yeah,
like I can never tell.
Mid-20s.
I don't know if you're 18 or 28. You know, but he was like, "Hey, I like your podcast."
I genuinely nearly crashed because I just couldn't believe that he'd said that. Yeah. And I was like, "Oh,
so screech." Sorry, what? I like your guys' podcast.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool. What's your name? Jake,
mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening, Jake.
Yeah.
Thanks for watching. So now Jake is the third one. First, it was Tripodometer mm-hmm. outside the pie
yes,
hole.
Yes, uh-huh.
Then it was Ben with my friend Ben
right.
outside the Celt.
Mm-hmm.
And now Jake at the Green Belt.
Uh-huh.
That's 3 people now.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. And I think it's, I mean, you kind of can't miss us when we go out in public.
I think so. I mean, there aren't that many gingers in town.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
what you've got is a game show host past his prime and a little orphan Annie looking. You know?
I mean, I think that we do tend to stick out a little.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of little orphan Annie,
yeah.
What do we have here?
Well, I just liked that this particular dress matched my horns so well.
Yeah, okay.
So I was just going for like a little bit of a devil costume because you were saying that you wanted to do your brand new IFAF Rocky Horror Picture Show.
That's right.
Mashup.
We've been going with this motif for Halloween this year. There are only 2 people in the world that have this shirt.
I know, and I'm not one of them.
No.
Yeah.
The other one is Whitney Virgin.
Yeah, right? It's pretty cool, though. It's really like it.
It just, for some reason, it just makes sense to have the Rocky Mountain Horror Show.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, the Rocky Horror Picture Show lips biting
mm-hmm.
with the IFAF blood Ooh. Dripping. Yeah.
You're struggling there,
I'm so
buddy.
Excited. I can't even say it. So yeah, I like your devil horns.
Thank
I like
you.
And there's more to this than is shown on the podcast. Is there any way you can
want a little,
yes.
Yeah. Little thigh action there.
Got some fishnets and some thigh high boots.
Really nice boots. Mm-hmm. I got these on sale at Dillard's. I liked them so much. I got them in 3 colors.
And I'm pretty sure you could shank somebody with those stilettos.
Oh, yeah. No, it's pretty sharp.
Yeah.
These are, so I actually have a pair of these in yellow that I wore for my Batgirl costume last year.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And at Retro X too.
Yes, that's right. Mistaken. I forgot right. about
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got you in the little box. The
right.
Toy, the action figure box.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of events are doing that.
Yes.
Have you noticed?
Yeah, ever
Just
since
in
Barbie.
The last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so thank you, Jake, on the Green Belts, Riverwalk. Greg said, hey, listening to your podcast now, I've been telling my parents that Idaho Falls needs some sort of belt route for years. Greg, you're mm-hmm. right. He said, it's not bad now, but it will be mm-hmm. when everything south of town to Shelley fills in, which it will.
Right.
Yeah, all you have to do is drive from Ogden to Provo.
Yeah.
In Salt Lake City. And you'll see, yeah, you won't know if you're in Salt Lake mm-hmm. or Taylorsville or West Jordan or
right.
Sandy. I mean, you will, depending on what side of the freeway you're on. But he said, the perfect example of what happens if you don't have one, meaning a belt route, is Provo. It's a fine town. I enjoyed living there, but you've got the I-15, then no good roads to serve the entire town, which stretches from the freeway to the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Mountains, as they say in Utah. Getting east-west is a nightmare, just poorly laid out. They have to do this now, meaning our belt route now instead of
something
later.
At least.
Thanks for that, Greg.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's why I take so many side streets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you have to.
Yep.
It's not as bad as like Waze in LA, but close.
Right.
Jonathan Elkins wrote back and said, hey guys, thanks so much for the love. He's the flamethrower pipe organ.
Yes. Yeah. He was our IFAF. Was it last week or 2 weeks ago?
Last week.
Yes. I love that.
He said, I'm also working on getting back into college for an engineering degree, hoping the pipe organ can help me get some scholarships or grants.
Nice.
So let's get this. Is there anyone listening right now?
Right. Who can help us find some scholarships or grants for this guy? Or you know what? Someone with some deep pockets who just wants to, fund a scholar.
This dude made a flamethrower pipe organ.
I mean, that's pretty badass.
It's patent pending.
Well, and also, all I'm going to say is, okay, we can either send him to college and have him use his skills for good, or we can let him descend into madness and use them for evil.
He's probably gonna, yeah.
It's for the good of the world.
Right, we don't need an evil genius.
No.
On that sign.
Yeah, we need someone to help mentor him and hone his ability.
Are you sure, yeah. Jonathan, you don't want to call it the not a flamethrower pipe organ? JK.
Right.
And finally, Maddie Danger. She heard us talking about her on the show and said, well, this was unexpected. Maddie, come on. You're a huge local celebrity. And I'm so glad. Like, I was able to recall your name having seen a couple of your YouTube videos a year ago.
Right.
But she's quite the character. She's go as Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
She's going as Jem.
I know. And she looks so good.
As in Jem and the Holograms.
I can't believe how spot on she is.
It's a bit of a departure.
Well, yeah. Instead of black, she's pink.
She's wearing pink, right?
Yeah.
And here's something else, Maddie.
Everywhere that she'd usually put black, she put pink.
Even though I started following you everywhere, I didn't see your outfit until I hit Imgur.
Right.
It's an image sharing website that I sometimes look at cat memes on.
Yes.
And somebody had taken your pictures and posted them there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So are you thinking what I'm thinking? Maddie Danger, you are IFAF this week.
I love it.
Chris Pie 5.
Which?
21 finger gun salute.
Pew, pew.
And chef's kiss.
To you and your baller, Jem in the Holograms costume.
She's heading down south for some sort of Goth Fest or something this weekend.
She's going to stick out like a sore thumb wearing all that pink. Just kidding.
Any other goth girl follow-ups? Yes. Nora Hade's mom commented.
Yeah, I love that so much.
She said, that's my girl.
Aw, that's sweet. You know, I kind of feel like that's how it goes.
Awesome.
Like, I feel like the gothiest goths always have, like, really cool supportive parents.
You sort of said that when we started. We're on this goth girl trend now.
Like, they're always the nicest people with the nicest families.
And I see your friends with other hearsoning goth girl,
yes.
Liz, on Facebook now because she came up in my suggested friends. I'm like, okay, Facebook, stop listening to us.
Yeah, right.
But.
Yeah, kind of funny, huh?
It's just been a very goth girl Halloween.
It has been.
Goth girl spoopy season.
I love that. Goth girl era.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Also, Idaho Falls Farmers Market. We'll put this in the follow-up section. The last one of the year. They pulled a sneaky.
What?
You tricksy hobbitses. Just before we hopped on these microphones, they said, surprise. They're having a downtown tree lighting and holiday market Saturday, November 23rd, 4 to 8 on Memorial Drive.
Okay, I love that so much.
Madam Mayor, Rebecca Casper.
I hope it's
Casper,
not going to be freezing cold, though.
We'll be there, yeah. It probably might be.
It might be.
And a certain visitor from the North Pole.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Buddy the Elf.
Art the Clown dressed as Santa Claus.
Oh, I hope not. I saw enough of that, honestly. I think I'm good. I got my fill. You know, though, that would be a nice little, like a little goth girl section. You know, like it's Art the Clown dressed as Santa instead of normal Santa for all the goth girls to go to and enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although, yes, realistically, considering that they're all cinnamon rolls, they'd probably prefer regular Santa.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's true. YouTube. Yeah, I wrote 500 subscribers. Nope, not yet.
Hmm.
Wah, wah.
I really thought by now we would be. Dang it. Ding it.
Should we dive into the snacks?
Yeah, you know what? Let's
get one.
Should we
get it started?
That little, last point was kind of sour. Let's have some sweet.
Oh. Whoops.
Sour is good, too.
Got 1,000 here. Sour punch. Spooky straws.
Right, which reminds me, by the way, I have some sour punch pickle roulette at home for us. So basically, you could either get a pickle-flavored one, or you could get a like fruit-flavored one.
No kidding.
And I was kind of thinking we should whip those out for the holiday party.
Sort of like you remember Bertie Bott's every flavor jelly beans.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Some of them were delicious, and some of them were like earwax.
Yes.
Vomit. Yeah, grody.
Super nasty.
All right, these flavors are... Let's see, apple, grape, and tangerine.
Ooh, yum. Ooh, I kind of want to try tangerine.
I'll give you one of each color. I'm betting that's grape.
This is probably grape.
I'm betting that's apple.
Probably. Here, I'm just going to help you peel it.
And I'm betting that's tangerine.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Here, can I give you the other one of these?
Whee. Yeah.
I feel like I want to start with tangerine and end with apple.
Okay, let's be on the, we'll be on the same page here. Don't die on me.
I got a little sour crystal in the back of my throat. One sec, I need to wash it down. This is gonna be, this is basically going to be a holiday mukbang.
Tart.
Mmm.
Super tart.
It's good, though.
Abort. Abort.
It is making me cough because it hit me right in the back of the throat.
What's after tangerine?
I was thinking grape.
Grape. Grape.
It's grape.
They're grape. Oh, you're eating the whole thing.
You're so much faster than me. Oh, yeah. I mean, they're just little sticks. They're not that bad.
Grape's a little more tame.
I really like... Oh, sorry. That was gross. I really like the tangerine.
And these are apple. Are you okay?
It just keeps hitting me right in the back of my throat.
Mm. That's what she said?
Yep.
Oh, the apple are my favy.
Well, an apple is such a Halloween flavor.
Tangerine just smacks you in the face. Tangerine is brutal. Or maybe
the grape is pretty tart too. I was expecting it to be a little sweeter.
I was going
to
say maybe there's a diminishing return on the pucker factor.
I mean, I did really like that tangerine though.
Pucker face. You know?
But I also really like orange-flavored candies, so, you know, maybe I'm a little biased.
So Sour Punch, I don't know, is this made by the makers of Sour Patch? I don't see anything Sour Patchy on there.
Probably not.
But then again, I don't know, I mean, I don't know who makes Sour.
It is kind of the same font.
Kind of, yeah.
That was pretty delightful.
Have you ever had, like, I know that once I just tried every spice in my mom's cabinet.
Oh, I've done that.
And she had cream of tartar. I was just, can you imagine little 8-year-old me going, no.
This one time I was teaching a couple of little kids how to cook and we were making, I think, spaghetti. And I just had a whole bunch of spices out and I was like, okay, guys, like, I'm just going to have you try a whole bunch of these so you kind of get an idea of the flavor. So it makes more sense to smell them because they really taste more like they smell once they're in food.
Yes.
But if you know how they taste out of food, you can have a better idea too. So I just poured a little bit in their hands and we just went through the line. And they hated every single last one, by the way.
I was going to say,
that's the end of that story.
Tell me when you got to the cinnamon, you at least made them do like a whole teaspoon.
I did not.
Cinnamon challenge.
No.
Chip Cookies in Ammon and Rexburg closed.
Yeah, what a bummer.
But if you think about it, like, I don't think, I mean, we can only have as many cookie joints as the market can bear.
Right, right.
Support.
Yeah.
We already have Crumble.
Who's going out for their daily cookie?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, that's a once in a while type of thing anyway. And realistically, people prefer ice cream.
Especially right there, because we also have Nothing Bundt Cakes and then Cocoa Bean and then Brolums.
Which also, Nothing Bundt Cakes is so damn good.
So good.
So damn good.
Chip was just two doors down from them. We went there and had a Marco's Pizza Chip night.
Gosh, that was
it. Brolums has cookies.
That was a good night, though.
Yeah, the cookie place. There's also Mrs. Powell's that does them. And all the Slurp and Burps, the Mormon Starbucks, the Big Swig, Fizzbiz, Hip Sip, Pop Shop, Thirst Bursts. Those places. Don't they have cookies too?
Tons of them do. Yeah. Realistically, like, individual cookie shops are kind of tricky. At that point, just have a bakery, my dude.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and we'll see how many. It was sort of like the soda shop.
Oh, you're really struggling, huh?
Soda shop explosion.
Yes.
The soda tsunami, if you will.
Right. Yeah, but at least with the soda tsunami stuff, like, that's something that people go to daily.
That's true.
You know, back when I worked in clinical research, constantly my office, someone would be like, "Hey guys, I'm gonna go to Thirst Burst. Anyone want something?" Yeah.
Transparency fail. Let's talk about this. Oh, should we have candy first?
Yeah, you want to do another one?
More candy.
I mean, especially because my hands are already sticky, which is bugging me so bad, by the way.
I hate sticky hands, too. That's one of my least favorite things.
Yeah, also, it sounds like there are all of two dots in there.
There are, these are dots. These are, the only time I ever see dots are at the movie theater.
Oh, I only ever see them during Halloween. Although when I was a kid, my aunt really liked them, I guess. So my cousin always had a big old thing of fun-sized dots in the house. And so, you know, anytime I was like, can I have some candy? She's like, yeah, you want some dots?
Do these glow in the dark?
I wonder if they do.
It almost looks like they're supposed to. It's the glow-in-the-dark color, but...
They are.
So here's the gimmick. They're dots, but... And they're all... They're dots, ghosts. Rango, don't eat that.
I got it.
But... So, but there's different flavors. There's strawberry, lemon, lime, cherry, and I don't know, grape. But you don't know which one you're going to get because they all look the same.
Same. Okay. I kind of like that, though. That's fun.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're basically playing dots roulette. Okay. I'll go first. Let's see if I can figure out which one it is.
Okay.
You know, dots themselves have a very distinct taste. So you can't even hardly taste the fruitiness of it.
That's definitely...
I think this is lime. Also, these are so sticky.
This is definitely Fabuloso lemon.
Right. I think that's what I got, too.
It tastes just like it came from under the kitchen sink.
It came from under the kitchen sink.
So was this one. It's calling from under the kitchen sink.
To be fair, I feel like dots always kind of tasted the same. What if they just packed one box full of the same flavor just to f*** with you?
Yeah. Dots, though, aren't dots and like red vines the best at a movie theater?
I mean, red vines.
You've always got to get the popcorn and then something to get the kernels out of your teeth with, like dots or red vines.
Milk duds. That's the way to go. Oh, those ones I'm excited for. Also, I think I just got strawberry.
Coming up, we have caramel apple sugar babies. So not not quite milk duds.
Pretty hot, sugar though. Babies.
Let's get to this transparency Idaho fail.
I do love sugar daddies. I'm just kidding. That sounds so bad.
Well, little orphan Antichrist would love...
I think she would.
A daddy Warbucks.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Emphasis on the war, I guess.
Right.
Yeah. And the bucks.
Daddy warmonger.
Yeah, right.
So last week, there was a big news story. Hey, Idaho is now transparent, and you can go and check out state and city employees' salaries.
Which, frankly, I think that was already a thing.
I think it was, but now they're making a big deal out of it.
All right.
Like, and of course, we're a little behind here in Idaho. Transparency was a big word 10 years ago.
I would say so.
In that one word that we can't say.
Yeah.
You know, there's this big erection coming up.
Yes.
We can say that.
Which is hilarious.
And not get nerfed by YouTube and Facebook, but we can't say the other word.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's big, it's an erection, and it's coming. In a week and a day.
Well, to be fair, the other thing is just so much more divisive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas that like, divides something completely different.
Like, don't show body parts on TV, right. But all the killing you can handle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, what would you do if you knew there was a website where you could go and see what city officials made and you hosted a podcast about Idaho Falls?
Well, I mean, I would go look for the biggest and baddest of the city officials and see what she makes.
Rebecca Casper.
Yeah, clearly. That, and then I'd also look for who made the most out of everyone.
Yeah.
Because if it's not her, I want to know who it is.
Well, then you're going to be interested twice.
Okay.
First of all, would you be interested to learn that Idaho Falls Mayor Rebecca Casper makes $48.08 a year? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, annually. Does that sound weird to you?
I doubt it.
Sounds weird to us.
Yeah.
So I'm betting that it's $48.08 an hour.
Right. That would make more sense.
If you, so what, you factor-
A lot more sense.
Yeah. You figure 2 weeks of vacation.
Sorry, I'm stupid.
$48 an hour turns out to be about $100,000 a year. Which is about what I would think the mayor of Idaho Falls should make.
Yeah.
If not a little low, honestly. Yeah.
I think that when you asked me this initially, I think I estimated that it was probably $150,000.
$150,000?
Yeah.
$175,000?
Somewhere in there.
$2,000? Sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, so either Transparency Idaho screwed up, or I'm betting that they went to a bunch of cities in Idaho and said, send us your data.
Right.
In the spreadsheet, in this format.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder who screwed that up. City of Idaho Falls.
Makes you wonder. Either that, or maybe she's just donating most of her salary, and that's the amount she can, like, she has to take that home. Like, she's taking home a dollar a paycheck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So then the second interesting thing is she isn't the highest paid city employee.
Okay.
And at first I was shocked. Shocked, I tells you. Who's more important than the mayor? Well, come to find out, a lot of people.
Oh.
Especially if you've got, like, an electrical degree.
Right.
People in charge of, like, electricity.
Yeah.
And who are in administration.
Uh-huh.
Even parks administration. Even the administrator of our golf courses locally makes more than the mayor.
Right. Well, and that does kind of make some sense, because at least with, like, the city planning and stuff like that, like, there are parts where, like, if the infrastructure fails in some way, lives are on the line.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So that person really should be making a good amount of money. And realistically, they probably had to do a whole hell of a lot of schooling to even get the position.
Right. Highly, highly specialized positions.
Right. Yeah.
Even police positions, the city attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, who makes the least?
Who?
Members of the city council.
Oh.
I don't even think they make $7.25 an hour. According to the Transparency Idaho website, Lincoln Post.
Yeah.
Do you want locally raised beef for the holidays or to feed your family through the winter? Right now, Virgin River Land and Cattle Company is offering 25-pound butcher boxes with steaks, roasts, and ground beef.
You can have your very own farm-to-table experience. Find Virgin River Land and Cattle Company on Facebook. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first purchase. And listen later in this episode for how to win front row tickets to a Spud Kings hockey game.
You deserve the best when it comes to treating yourself. You deserve Thor's chocolate.
The best artisan chocolate in East Idaho, beyond anything you've tasted before. With bold, smooth, delicious flavors, dark milk and white chocolates, with a few keto-friendly options as well.
Made from bean to the bar in Idaho Falls, thorschocolate.com. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 25% on your first purchase. Thor's Chocolate, fit for the gods.
Go thrifting this fall at Elsie's Closet, upscale resale. Elsie's Closet is Idaho Falls' only thrift store devoted exclusively to women and women's fashion.
Free haunting with every purchase, too. No, I'm kidding. Right now, save on fabulous fall fashions, including sweaters, cardigans, boots, and sneakers.
Elsie's Closet. Look for the pink sign just off Yellowstone on A Street. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first purchase. It's not just a stop at the thrift, it's a whole vibe.
We all have different roles, don't we? At home, at work, at play. By night, we are podcasters who make silly jokes. By day, we help Idaho buy and sell homes.
When it's time to make your move, we can help you too. We know Idaho Falls and we know the current real estate market. Plus, we're backed and brokered by Keller Williams Realty East Idaho.
Dead serious realtors by day, alive silly podcasters by night. Make your move with Mike Helps Idaho. Lincoln Post.
Who would you rather rely on for your Idaho Falls fiber internet services? An out-of-state company or the one local choice, QuickNet?
Right now, get QuickNet's Crazy Fast 250 service for $37 a month or their Crazy Fast Gig service for $49 a month. Unlimited data, no setup fee, no term contract, net neutrality, and hometown-friendly support.
For Idaho Falls Fiber, choose QuickNet. New customers use code IFAF to save 15% on your first 3 months.
Get a jump on holiday shopping for your out-of-town family or friends. Here's a gift-giving idea. Send them a unique, homegrown, hometown tee from Teton T-shirts.
Including these cool vintage versions of the Civic Auditorium, the West Bank, and the Water Tower. Our famous potato sack design, and the classic iHeart IFT. Check out Teton T-shirts. These exclusive designs are not available in gift shops.
TetonT-shirts.com, Lincoln Post. We're a real piece of Idaho Falls.
Oh, it's happening.
Idaho Falls, IFAF.
Yeah.
The in town.
That's right, bitches.
For the in town.
That's the in town.
IFAF.
The town we're in.
Idaho, USA.
That happened.
That deserves some jazz hands at the end. I completely agree. Maybe even some spirit fingers.
And other 2000s sitcom expressions.
Right?
So yeah, we got some jingles.
And they sound so incredible. They're so 60s.
They are.
I just dig them.
Sounds pretty Jetsons-y, doesn't it?
It really does. Yeah, like genuinely, the fact that we don't have like futuristic rings around our clothes is insane to me.
That's stupid. Flying cars?
Yeah, something. Some cool mod prints.
Jane, stop this crazy thing. Another snacky?
Let's do it.
Caramel apple sugar babies.
See, this one I love because it's going to make talking so difficult.
Really, we probably should have saved one of these for the end, but
right.
Here you go.
Oh, I'm so excited. I like the green color, very witchy.
Uh-huh.
Like, this looks like witch skin.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, a little cauldron nugget.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, that is heaven.
First thing that hits you is sort of a sour apple.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that's the shell.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but that little bit of caramel nugget in the middle. Mm. Oh, that's good. It's really well, and I like that it's not super, like it doesn't get stuck in your teeth like the dots did.
I wasn't so prepared for the sour green apple or Granny Smith.
But hot diggity dog is that good.
But yeah. Let's say goodbye to two things, and I'm sad about both of them.
Okay.
First of all, number 399.
Mm. I know, that was sad.
Bear number 399 in Grand Teton National Park, hit by a car. She was significant because she had been around for 28 years.
Wow.
She was still making babies.
That's kind of an old bear.
Uh-huh.
Do we know how old bears live?
I don't know what the average life expectancy. Yeah, you want to Google that?
And she's a grizzly, right?
And as of press time, yeah, grizzly bear. As of press time, she did have a cub this year. We haven't seen it.
Oh, no.
They're saying be hopeful. Prospects are good. We'll keep you posted.
Okay.
And you might be happy to know that the driver of the car that hit and killed the bear is okay.
That is good. Here's something interesting. Huh. So the average grizzly lifespan in Idaho is around 25 years.
So, yeah, she was so somebody hit a grandma.
Grandma mom.
Yeah.
Grandmom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wow. I'm kind of surprised that she's still making babies. You'd think she'd go through bare menopause or something.
I'm surprised that she wasn't knitting a Batman costume.
Yeah, right? About time.
We also found out this week that, because I guess I haven't driven the Northgate Mile in the last month, they took down the Farrell's baby.
I know. How messed up is that?
Yeah, it's gone.
I mean, I kind of get it. Because, like, who wants to be mooned every time they drive down the road?
Well, right. And it was one of those sort of, you remember the copper tone baby?
Right, right.
It sort of, I think, has fallen out of fashion to display
baby butts.
Even a cartoonized version.
Yeah.
But I think it's cute.
It is cute.
I think it's so cute.
But then some people ruined it.
That we actually made a copy of it. And it's available at TetonT-shirts.com, plug, plug.
It is a super cute shirt.
It's so cute.
And I will say, it's such an iconic piece of Idaho Falls.
Exactly.
You know?
And, you know, I mean, as we're, as these things are sort of going away, not the least of which is the water tower.
Right.
The Farrell's baby butt sign.
Mm-hmm.
The Civic Auditorium facade will look completely different in another couple of years.
Isn't it crazy?
But yeah, you can find those sort of retro shirts at TetonT-shirts.com.
Yeah.
Have you heard about the Idaho State real estate agent who is offering free listings to liberals leaving the state?
I have heard about it. Yep.
I think the name either of the brokerage or the firm, the company inside the brokerage is Idaho Wild.
Okay.
And they're saying, yeah, we're here to help you return to your safe spaces.
Okay. I mean, it kind of sounds
you
like...
You funny guy!
I mean, I will just say it kind of sounds like they're trying to create their own safe space.
Kind of.
You know?
You know.
Getting rid of people who differ opinions.
Yeah. And now, what I have heard, you know, okay, I've heard some just bizarrely anti-real estate agent people.
Right.
And I believe they're a bit misguided.
Mm-hmm.
You can't blame the facilitator. First of all, it's a free country. People are going to move to where they move.
Right.
Just like if they don't like it, they'll leave like this agent is counting on.
Yeah.
But that's, you know.
Well, but also, one reason I don't really like it is because I feel like he's shooting himself in the foot.
Well, sure.
You know, because then he's working with the people he likes the least and not even getting paid for it.
Right. But
like, that just sounds like hell on earth to me.
It's a great stunt. And we love smart asses on the internet.
Yeah,
here on IFAF.
Yeah.
Gotta hand it to them, right?
Right.
Here we are talking about them across the state.
True.
Yeah. Oh, was Striper in town?
Oh, yeah, I heard they were.
Christian rock band Striper was in town at the Mountain America Center last week, and we missed it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say we were missing it, Bob.
Thank you.
But it just blows me away that we've talked about Striper twice now on this podcast.
Yeah.
Which is, if you ever asked me how many times I thought we would talk about Striper on this show in the first year and a half, it wouldn't have been twice.
Yeah, clearly six times at least. Yeah.
I wouldn't think it would even be once. Still going.
I know.
40th year, I want to say.
Wow.
Wasn't their 30th? Yeah, I think it was their 40th year.
That's a long, long, long time.
That was one of, I think we've talked about that. That was one of the sort of church-approved bands I could listen to.
Right, right.
That and Hooked on Classics. I don't know if anybody remembers that, but it was classical music to a disco beat.
Oh.
Lewis, what was his name?
Aren't they the band that did the, it's like a Beethoven song that they used for that roller disco scene from Family Guy?
That was Walter Murphy.
Okay.
It was a 70s disco hit called A Fifth of Beethoven.
Yes, right.
Here's where it gets crazy. Seth MacFarlane loved that so much, he went to Walter Murphy, who's still alive, and said, would you like to do the music for Family Guy? And
okay, that's kind of cool.
So they have the episode playing on the screen with Walter Murphy and his orchestra, and they do the music live.
Okay, that's pretty cool, actually.
It's pretty cool like, the way they
really
do it.
That's really cool.
Yeah, not only do I like classical music, I also like Family Guy.
Yes, you do.
All right.
Well, and honestly, it sounds like you and Seth MacFarlane would get along great. So.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Oh, and speaking of which, we haven't mentioned this. Let's get a shot of, here we are, speaking of Family Guy, as Peter and Lois at the Halloween party that we attended.
Yes. Technically, you're seeing these a little bit early, especially because we're going to be wearing the same costumes again since they are our official Halloween costumes for our very first Halloween live show.
So we're going to try.
We're going to try.
We're going to try to go live. Do or do not. There is no try. Yeah. Okay. Right. Thanks, Yoda. We're going to try to go live on Halloween on either Facebook or YouTube or hopefully both. I feel like 9 o'clock is the time when the doorbell is almost guaranteed to have stopped ringing.
Right, right. Good point. So should we say 9?
Let's say 9.
Okay.
8:59, 9:01, somewhere in there?
Yeah, right.
Okay. And I do have two impressions all teed up for the party.
Nice.
As Peter Griffin. The first one is, Lois? I can't do more than that.
I think it's pretty good.
That's all I got. I can do one or two word impressions. We've talked about this before. And here's my other impression. Shut up, Meg.
I can
That's
do
all I got.
I can do exactly one.
Okay.
Peter, get in the car. That's it. That's all I got.
That is great.
Thank you. Thank you. You really just don't use your nose at all.
You are Alec Borstein-ing it up right there.
Yes, or thank you. Howard. Borkenstein. Sorry.
We did just watch Young Frankenstein.
We did. It was
Frankenstein!
Really fun.
Okay. Can you drink 32 ounces of eggnog and run a mile?
No, I can't. I can't do either of those, let alone together.
It's back.
I mean, I think that this costume is very appropriate to talk about this with, because I think the only person who...
This event is brought to you by Satan?
Yes, yes. This is a sadist dream, you know? Like, realistically, if someone's got that kink, if they can be the one sitting at the counter giving you the eggnog, oh my gosh, they're going to be rock hard under that table all night.
Laughing maniacally?
Yeah.
You drink 32 ounces of eggnog, you run a mile, it's the Nogathon back for the second year.
Just nuts to me, dude. I kind of can't believe that last year wasn't so horrible that it was just one and done and they canceled it.
We've talked about how Idaho has a lot of first year events and not so many second year events.
Yes, yeah.
Like, what was that? There was a big sort of farmer's market alternative last summer.
The Falls Market.
That we heard about a lot and then haven't heard from since.
Yeah,
you
right.
Know, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised we're in our second year of podcasting.
Right, right.
To be honest with you.
Well, I mean, to be fair, now we've sort of set ourselves up for that with this being our first annual Halloween live show.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I guess we won't necessarily always go live on Halloween because sometimes we want to be out enjoying it if it's on a weekend.
I think Halloween, just you sort of minimize the expectations, and that's why we're doing it. We've talked about if we did it a live show, since our published show comes out on Monday, we do the live show on a Thursday.
Right.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see how it goes. Anyway, the Nogathon is back, yeah, Saturday, November 9th, 2 p.m., McCowan Park.
I will say I'm not exactly sure who it's benefiting, but spectators are asked to bring an unwrapped new toy, winter clothing item, or non-perishable foods. So my guess would be the community food basket, Toys for Tots, and the Wall of Warmth.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then they get like a Kneaders certificate, don't they, or something like that?
They get a Kneaders French Toast card, which actually sounds real good.
Yummy.
I do like French toast.
Mm-hmm.
I also like Belgian toast. I like all of the European toasts. Just kidding.
The Belgian waffles with the Belgian pearl sugar inside.
Those things are amazing.
That Diabla's Kitchen introduced us to before they had to go away. You do.
I do. You know, the worst part is that that West Bank restaurant is still open. There's no one in it. So was it even worth it? Was it even worth it to ruin all of our lives?
Yeah.
And that's why people hate landlords.
I hope you feel good about yourself. Should we move on to another? Let's try these pumpkin spice Oreos, can we?
I love it. Yes, please.
It's a Halloween candy, Halloween treat blowout.
Right. My goodness. And really hard to get open. You get to hear all this crinkling. Oh, a little certain someone also
You got Rango's
did.
Attention.
Yep.
Carly's Chihuahua is,
Oh, those smell like a Yankee candle. Gosh, golly goodness, those sure do smell good.
These smell like your mom's house.
They do.
Yeah.
Honestly, man, they really do.
That's not like an insult or anything.
No, they smell amazing.
Carly's mom has always got the...
those like
really
nice little...
plug-ins or the...
The wax warmer going.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
It does. It smells like a homey hearth or a hearthy home in the fall.
Those are fantastic. It's like a pumpkin pie, but with vanilla ice cream on top. You know, like it's got a little bit more vanilla than a regular pumpkin pie would. And man, it sure is good.
I'm not huge into pumpkin spice. Like I passed on the pumpkin spice premier protein at Sam's Club last night when we were there.
I get it.
But
mm-hmm.
These are good.
Here, why don't you give Bean Boy a half of a cookie?
Here, buddy.
Oh, yeah, just a tiny bit is perfect. He gets a lot of table scraps. It gives him really bad farts.
Pepperoni.
Pumpkin spice dog fart. Yeah. Pumpkin pepperoni dog fart.
Thank you.
God. You know what's funny, though? When his butthole is out of whack, the thing that helps is pumpkin.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like you should feed your pet pumpkin if they're either diarrheal or if they are if they're constipated.
I get constipated because
it's got lots of fiber.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But doggy diarrhea. Mm-hmm. Why would you?
It just helps their gut health, I guess.
Okay.
Well, and to be fair, I always mix it with plain white rice.
This has been...
So maybe it's the white rice that helps?
Surprise puppy butt talk with Mike and Carly. You never know when it's going to strike.
I just love me a critter.
All right, it's time to get into that drawing.
Uh-huh.
For two front row tickets to the Spud Kings game November 8th at the Mountain America Center.
Best part is you get to be the middle of a Virgin River and IFAF sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be fun.
We're calling it the Sando.
Yes.
Well, one person, Whitney, is calling it that. We've had a few entries.
Uh-huh.
But we want to be Transparency Idaho with you and say, look, we're a small podcast just beginning.
Uh-huh.
We don't have hundreds of entries.
Yeah. You have a really good chance of winning if you enter even once, dude.
So this is your chance to sit front row, not just front row, behind the goal.
Yes.
Believe me, at least once. And I'm guessing low. You'll see a hockey player's face slammed into the plexiglass less than a foot away from your face if you're leaning forward.
It's pretty cool.
It's awesome.
And you know what? You don't even have to like us to enter.
No.
You don't have to talk to us if you don't want to. We are just giving you strings-free tickets.
We're situationally aware, and so are Lane and Whitney.
Yeah.
If you just want to show up and go, where's my seats?
Yep. We're totally cool with that.
Yeah, we'll still liking us or you liking us liking you, not a prerequisite.
Yeah. Matter of fact, if you dislike us, this is a really good chance for you to be able to say it to our face.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what you do. Email this week's to get in the drawing.
Mm-hmm.
Email this week's code word to info@ifafpod.com. That's the only way to reliably get a hold of us. Mm-hmm. info@ifafpod.com. You can also listen to last week's episode, 64, and next week's episode, 66.
I love it.
Now, next week, you're only going to have a day because the deadline will be next Monday night at 11:59 p.m.
Right.
Okay? Because then we announce the winner, pick the winner next Tuesday. Wow, November 5th, Election Day.
I know, isn't that crazy?
That's happening
fast. So you actually have something to look forward to. You're welcome.
So, Carly Morgan, what is this week's Virgin River Front Row Spud Kings ticket code word?
Well, Mike, this week our code word is ribeye. That's R-I-B-E-Y-E, okay. Baby.
Ribeye.
Also, I just had a really fun way of how we should choose the ultimate winner.
Huh.
So for each code word, we should do a raffle of those names, pull one out, so we'll have three at the end. And then I say we write them on cards, put them on the ground, and Rango chooses.
Oh, yeah. Which one he poops on.
Yeah. I think that'd be cute.
We'll feed him lots of pumpkin.
Yes.
I'm kidding. All right. It's time for...
I-F-A-F.
Oops. The wrong button.
It's time for the... But it sounded really good.
The Rocky Mountain Horror Show.
Okay. Three spoopy, five me.
Okay. Since we did go a little hard last week, I think it's kind of nice to bring up some of the things for the kiddies this week.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. So a lot of the trunk or treats have already happened because, shockingly, when Halloween falls on a Thursday... A lot of the time, they do all of the fun stuff the weekend before.
That sort of answers our question. What does East Idaho do when Halloween falls on a Thursday? A lot of the events happen the prior Friday and Saturday.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But
I think I would like to hope that actual trick-or-treating will still happen.
Oh, yeah.
This Thursday.
There's got to be, right? But the nice thing is there are still some trunk-or-treats going on. I actually went to the Chamber of Commerce one last week. They were giving out free hip sips, and they were delicious. That was super nice.
By the new park?
Yeah.
By Winco on Easy Street?
Yes, that's the one, yeah.
Did you know we had one of those here in Idaho Falls?
Kind of funny, right?
An Easy Street?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It is easy to get to Winco from that street.
And is the park, like, there?
There's a very nice field.
We seem to be having grand opening for fields a lot lately.
Yeah, right?
And I can see it in my mind, Clark, and it's breathtaking, but... Mm-hmm. Maybe we should wait till we get some, I don't know, sod laid down or something.
Well, I mean, there's grass. It's a very nice field.
Okay.
You know, and pretty soon I'm sure they'll have playground equipment.
All right.
To be fair, it's late enough in the season. It almost feels like a slap in the face to put the playground equipment in now.
Right.
Because then it's just going to sit there all winter.
Like getting a bike for Christmas.
Right. In Idaho? Yeah. What are you going to do? Drive it in the slush?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's your trampoline, Bobby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Dad, I can't wait 4 months before I can finally jump on it in the cold.
We got you a snorkel and some fins for Christmas, buddy.
Right.
All right.
Anyway, so yeah, it was super fun. The kids that I took had a great time. And I did like that they had the hip sip at the end. I thought that was really cool. And they had a bounce house, too.
So what do we got coming up?
So what we've got coming up, I've got three right here on my radar. If you hear of any more, please feel free to mention them in the comments. I'm sure folks would love to hear about them. But there's a Big Deal Outlet trunk or treat, obviously going on outside Big Deal Outlet. That's going to be on the 29th.
That's the one on Woodruff.
Yes. And that's going to be from 5 to 7.
Okay. And we'll have a link to these in our post too.
Right. And then it looks like there's also one on October 30th. And one on October 31st. The one on October 30th is, let's see here, on Curlew Drive. It's at 1619 Curlew Drive from 5 to 6. So a little earlier in the day, which is nice. And it looks like it's Acorn Academy and RHS. Super cute. And let's see
Curlew here. Drive, that's the one that actually got us extended on First Street.
Yes.
To sort of roundabout to John Adams.
Mm-hmm.
Because First and Hit... is sort of closed right now.
Right.
Or at least heading east is closed to widen that bridge, which is a pain in my ass. But
yeah,
we'll get
I know.
Over it.
You go that way a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's actually right by Sonic.
Okay.
Over there too.
All right. So it's on the other side. It's past Walmart and Ammon.
Yes.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. And then the other one I'm seeing is a trunk or treat at Ridgeline Medical. That is going to be on the 31st at 4:30 p.m. So, I mean, if they're going to do it on Halloween, they better have some damn good candy, you know?
It's so funny that trunk or treats are now nationwide.
Right?
Because 15 years ago, they weren't.
No, I know.
And I tried to explain that to new people in a new city when I left Salt Lake City and went to Milwaukee for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they just sort of looked at me like, you want strangers around kids with their trunks open?
I mean, you literally want kids being offered candy from a stranger's car.
With their trunk open. That's the part they couldn't get over.
Right.
It was kind of hard to explain that to them, but it was also very validating to have them call me out of the blue like 10 years later and go, okay, we get it now.
Right. It's so much more
convenient. You were so far ahead of your time.
Yeah, you know what? That's probably just such a good feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's over on 2470 Jaffer Street. Jaffer Circle. Jaffer. What's CT again?
Jaffar. Court.
Court. Thank you.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah. I'm having a really good brain day. I've been sleeping so well lately, and you can totally tell.
Yeah. It's because anyway. You're taking care of that mouse.
He's little.
Carly is literally nursing a rodent.
So a friend of mine found a baby mouse in the ceiling light of her car, like literally in the plastic part. His little feet were sitting there. And so they popped it out. He's just a tiny little thing. I'm pretty sure he was only like 2 or 3 days old when I got him.
You didn't tell me this?
Yeah.
In the ceiling light of her car?
I have a picture of it. I'll send it to you. You can put it up right now.
She gets into her car. The
yes.
lights turn on. Before she slams the door, she looks up and sees...
She sees something blocking her light and she's like, what is that? She realizes it's a baby mouse.
This story just keeps getting weirder and weirder.
Well, and so she posts on Facebook like, hey, does anyone know how to take care of a baby mouse? Like, I feel bad hurting it and it's just so little and cute. Like, I don't want it to die. And so here's the funny thing. Like 6 years ago, I hand raised 5 baby mice because my aunt found them in her house. They were all just little tiny pinkies. We couldn't find the mom. She pulled out an appliance to switch it out and there was a litter there.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't find mom, so I ended up hand raising those 5 to adulthood. None of them died. I was actually really impressed, but they were assholes, so I did have to release them. But the way I look at it is at least I gave them a fighting chance and let them grow up before.
Carly literally has a dropper that she puts Pedialyte in.
So you have to feed him with a paintbrush because he's so little.
Okay.
Yeah.
Paintbrush with Pedialyte. She's painting his mouth with Pedialyte.
And kitten milk. It's kitten formula kitten formula mixed with Pedialyte.
And then a heating pad
when
she's not feeding it.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
He's really sweet, though, and he loves to sit in my hand and sleep. He's a really good little baby.
Okay, you remember when I was sick in January, I think it was. There was an episode in January where I was just like, Carly is the most caring person ever. And I really meant that. You are, just when you see a sick animal... In the last January, it was me.
Right.
You really, you do. You take care of it.
And they're just little.
Well, now we've kind of blown the whole...
not very horrifying.
Let's get back to the spooky stuff.
I got something spooky for you.
Snacks first?
Yes, snacks first.
Okay, this
always
is...
snacks first.
This is one of my favorites, and I'm not sure... we did this last year, didn't we?
I think we did. And it's also one of my favorites.
Okay. Here we go.
Uh-huh.
And you'll notice these are Brock's candy corns, B-R-A-C-H-S, and Planters dry roasted peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be these two things.
Right.
Don't settle for less.
Well, and isn't Brock's the one that uses real honey?
I don't know.
I don't know either, but...
You can look at the ingredients.
You know, I'm just going to say it.
Huh.
I kind of think candy corn gets a bad rap.
I do, too.
I don't love it.
Every year, you see those people bitching about the waxy crayonness of candy corn.
Right. Which, first off, I actually kind of enjoy.
Well, and you're going to talk about that, but not talk about those grandma peanut butter and black and orange wrapped.
Oh, those things are horrible.
Whatever those things are.
Yeah.
And circus peanuts.
Yeah, right.
You don't have a problem with those?
Yeah. Yeah, here's the thing. I think that most people just tend to eat old, gross, stale candy corn, and that's why they don't like it.
Right.
But the fresh stuff?
Oh, the fresh stuff.
That's nice. I think it's
so
good.
So fresh.
I mean, is it the most amazing
certified
candy?
Fresh?
No, it's not the most amazing candy, but is it the worst?
Here we have the handful of candy corn. You mix it with some peanuts. If you haven't tried this, I'm sure a lot of you are saying, yeah, we know, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
This is my first one of the season. You can't stop.
Mm-hmm.
This moment right here is when my diet goes out the window for the entire rest of the year, for the holidays
it's
and everything.
It's so hard for it not to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Bean Boy can have that. He loves
those. There you go,
Ringo. He likes peanuts.
Mmm.
So when you combine these two things, what you get is basically a salted nut roll.
Yeah.
Which personally is one of my favorite candy bars. It might even be my favorite candy bar. It's just so good.
It's got that salty, sweet, creaminess.
And it kind of reminds me of my dad.
Yeah?
Yeah. He'd always eat those and he'd always buy them for me and stuff.
Okay.
So yeah, I always think of my dad when I think of salt. That and also his car always smelled like peanuts because he'd, like, that's all he ate.
Sort of like the other day. I got a bottle of Dial Gold soap.
Mm-hmm.
And that reminds me of my grandparents' house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Well, now that I'm done scarfing down a bunch of food, why don't I tell you about our fourth and final spooky local legend.
Okay.
We're going to be talking today about the one and only Crowley House. Now, the youths of today don't get to experience this because it has since been demolished.
Oh.
Yeah. But it's a house, well, it was a house over on 49th Street. I want to say it was demolished within like the last 10 or 15 years. I actually think I may have been there once, but I don't know for sure if it was it or not.
49th South, or no, 49th East, I'm betting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, way out there.
Uh-huh.
But anyway.
Toward the foothills. It's not so way out there anymore. Now
yeah,
that Thunder
anymore.
Ridge is there and all the foothill neighborhoods.
Right, right. But I know that the year, if it's the one I'm thinking of, and I have to ask my friend Adam if that is where we took that photo shoot that one time, if that's the house. But when we went there, it felt like it was the middle of nowhere.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, it was this creepy old abandoned house that still had a bunch of the furniture inside. It was vandalized by a bunch of teenagers, of course. So that sort of added to the spookiness. But like it had bed frames in it and photos and things like that. There are two main stories around this house. I found a Facebook thread talking about it where someone commented underneath saying that their dad was the one who owned, well, their parents owned this property and their dad had it torn down to help deter Satan worshiping that was happening in the home.
Oh, wow.
Spooky and fun.
That was also the rumor about the O.E. Bell building.
Yes,
across from the Museum of Idaho and Trinity United Methodist Church.
Right. But I do think it's kind of cool that they're very specifically, like, someone so close is saying that that's why it came down. You know, also great to know I have fans.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's stupid. Anyway, the story around this house goes...
It'll be the next Maddie Danger.
Yeah, right? So the story around this house basically tends to go one of two ways, depending on who you're hearing it from. But the two main versions that I've heard are the main one being that the dad hung himself in the garage and the family packed up and left. That's the less exciting one. But the more in-depth version is that...
Yeah, dad hung himself. Boring.
It's bad, but I mean...
Yeah.
This one is more enticing.
Okay.
But basically, the big story I heard is that it was a nuclear family of like two kids, mom, dad, and the kids were crossing the road while they were playing in the front yard. Apparently, it's hard to see the road from the hill because the house kind of sits on top. So they were crossing the road and a motorist didn't see the kids and killed them.
And pet cemeteried those gauges?
Yeah.
Oh,
yep.
That's sad.
Yeah. And then about a year.
If it's true.
Yeah. And then a year later, the mother, still in mourning, decided to join them. And then the dad, having lost everyone, hung himself in the garage.
That is a compelling story.
Very. Yeah. And sort of the sightings that people claim to see. So even with the house gone, people claim to see like lights where windows would be. They claim to see kids that will appear randomly. And then if they are in the road and you're in your car, they'll vanish right before your car hits them. Which, thank goodness, because terrifying.
Yeah, right.
Like, I don't want to think I hit a kid, You know, like, that's such a dick move of a ghost to do. Right. You know? Like, don't make me stop outside your haunted house to make sure that I didn't murder anyone on accident.
You know what's worse than kids is ghost kids.
Yeah!
Those little brats.
And then some have also said, back when there was a garage structure, that if you looked in there at night, you'd see the dad's body hanging. Which... could have just been a trick of the light.
Some of these are sounding familiar, though. Like,
right.
You know, having grown up here myself as well, mm-hmm. it's like, yeah, I seem to, you know, I joked with a friend the other day that I've already forgotten mm-hmm. some stuff that I know I knew.
Right.
Once upon a time.
Mm-hmm.
And this may be one of those things.
Yeah.
We do have a habit of mentioning things like this on the show and getting comments like, oh, yeah, dude, that totally happened. Go check out blank.
Right.
So
right.
If you know what we're talking about or can offer anymore.
Yeah. And you know what? If you've got a personal story of yourself at Crowley House, please leave it in the comments. I had such a hard time getting personal stories. Every time I went to someone and like had questions and was trying to get more information, I never heard back from anyone. And it was awful.
So just a ton of dead ends.
You might even say that I was ghosted. It's super dumb. But... you know, anyway, if you happen to hear this podcast and you want to help me tie up some of these loose ends, I would really appreciate it because I'm a nosy mofo and I want to know what's going on.
So we have a clear winner for our Halloween treats.
Right. I mean, we weren't necessarily judging them against each other, but it was just so obvious that, yeah.
It's the caramel apple sugar babies.
They were just so good and they didn't get stuck in your teeth like the dots and the flavor was there.
Mm-hmm.
They were the perfect mix of sour and sweet too.
Don't know where you're going to be able to find these.
I mean, yeah, especially since they've cleared out all of the Halloween stuff everywhere already. I went in just the other day to buy a couple more Halloween decorations. It's all Christmas now. I'm pissed. Yeah,
already.
I'm pissed. I'm so mad.
Might try Love at First Bite for yeah. these. Might be able to find them there.
I mean, they do have a little bit of everything, so I think so.
We will, like we said, try to do a live show on either Facebook or YouTube, if we're lucky, both,
mm-hmm.
on Halloween night. We're going to give it a try, see how it goes. In the meantime, we're going to leave you with, remember our buddy Austin Allen? As we were doing this show, he sent me a message. I assume it's, remember his yard from last year?
Oh, yeah, I do.
I'm thinking that it's a video of his yard this year.
Oh, I hope so. I would love to see it.
So that's what we're going to leave you with. Austin Allen's yard. We'll put the address in the comments, too.
Nice, so you can go visit.
Happy Halloween. See it either on Thursday Halloween or next Monday, and stay fresh, cheese bags.